thank you for joining us on our Let's Talk Ministry. Excited to be able to share with you today. Also want to say thank you for those of you who prayed for us. We had a really good time with our family in Indiana. Got a chance to support Tanya and Jason and Elena, their daughter, as she got married, and her and Brant went on to Montana. I was telling someone this is probably one of the better times that we've had together as a family, so appreciate those of you who prayed. Going to share with you out of Matthew chapter 7. We also had the joy of going to church with Mom on Sunday and Terry. And actually, on Sunday, this coming Sunday, so if you're listening on Friday in 2 days, their little church in Bryant will celebrate 20 years that their pastor has been in that community. When I say a little church, it's probably 150 people maybe there. Out of a town of maybe 300 or 400 in Bryant. It's one of the smallest places you've probably ever have been if you've traveled outside of, you know, into small towns. There is a four-way stop there and a gas station and a truck stop. And that's about all it's there. But they're celebrating 20 years with their pastor, and it was really kind of neat. Over the years, when, you know, Susan and I travel back and forth, we get a chance to meet him and spend some time with him. And so he was talking out of Matthew chapter 7, and probably won't share anything new with you today on our Let's Talk, but it's just a great reminder as Jesus is talking to his disciples, and so individuals that are going to follow Jesus, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of the Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty things, works in your name? And he then, Jesus says, and then he will declare, I never knew you, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. And so today, as you spend time with us in Let's Talk Ministry, and then as you enter into whatever your community is, just be reminded that there's a lot of things that are going on. A lot of people are saying a lot of different things, but not all the people that say Jesus actually believe in him. And there will come a time when, you know, he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. And so as we listen to him share, and then as he referenced John chapter 14, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We have a message today that's going to become more and more unpopular, more and more judgmental. And I want to encourage us to keep saying that message over and over again, that salvation is found in one name. And you and I in our community and our homes need to continue to remind ourselves that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But not only do we need to know that, our lives need to demonstrate that in our actions. And so as you serve and do whatever you're going to do in our community today and go about be with your family and friends and neighbors or go to lunch, there's one message that we need to keep saying to those people that we love, and then even to ourselves. Yep, Jesus, I need to trust you today. No, I don't want to lean on my own understanding. I'm going to follow you today. This is what the Word of God said. And I was reminded, not at this church in Indiana, I was so excited again about their love for the gospel and sharing the gospel and love for the community. You're going to hear more and more people say, well, I had a dream, or I had a vision, or I had an experience. And those dreams, visions, and experiences are going to go different than the truth of the scriptures. And that's going to become more and more common. And so you're going to have people say, well, God told me that salvation is not found in name. I can go and do these sacraments, or I can go and do this, or if I give enough money, then I'll get to heaven. And the Word of God doesn't say that. It's not there. And so it's also a good reminder for us that, you know, we can say Jesus all day long, but we love who we follow. And so that's another opportunity for us to take spiritual growth steps today. And so being aware, being alert, listening well to the people that are around you, and then us coming back to that same old message over and over again, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that we're not going to be caught off guard when Jesus says, okay, depart from me, you never knew me, that won't be a surprise to us. And so be praying for you today as you serve in your community, wherever you are, just reminding you that Jesus is enough and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So appreciate you joining us for Let's Talk Ministry. You have a great day. Jesus, I want to thank you for this group and whoever's going to pick up this message today. I have no idea, but you know. And may we, as the individuals that hear this and read your word, may we fall more and more in love with you. May we continue to follow you, Jesus, as the world bombards us with so many different things. May you be enough in our life. And if there's an individual that's thinking, well, maybe I don't. Maybe I'm not following Jesus today. May you convict their heart, bring them to a place where they are living a life of surrender and obedience. And for those that, you know, are on the wide road, that you would bring them back to you or bring them to you for the very first time so that they would know that you're enough. So thank you for this day. We love you, Jesus. Your name I pray. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for joining us for Let's Talk.